Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 75 of the Kicks and Shit Show.
Wow.
See? I kind of threw you off there. You were thinking,
I was
like
this is a moment of silence because we took a week off because we've been traveling? Because I feel like it was.
You were waiting for the air horns.
That's what I was waiting for.
That you really you just want to do it yourself. That's what it was. I wanted to give you the opportunity. No. Listen, we were off last week. People are busy out in here in these streets. Lots happening. We're gonna get to all of that. But first, before we get into, so don't tell me about what we're gonna talk about. How are you doing just right now today?
I'm great. I'm being super awkward because I'm like, you know me, I'm a chatty girl. Like, my name is Gabby.
Yeah, you're like, brruh, 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 brruh. It's so, like, we'll get to all that.
Am I allowed to say where I am? Or yes, where I was? Yes.
No. We'll get to where you were. Where are you currently located today?
currently your girl is in Weehawken, New Jersey. Beautiful, overlooking the city. I'm in a hotel. I'm starting to look at apartments, which
finally
feels a little bit weird, to be honest with you. I mean, deals are still crazy. Like, who would have thought a washer and dryer in your apartment is going to run you like a couple stacks? But like, you know.
But you are, I feel like it's helping you because you, as much as you love the vagabond life and jet setting, I feel like it'll be nice to be anchored, right? And have a bit of like, this is my space, this belongs to me, and I can do what I need to do here.
Yeah, and I mean, and I think like Sam Baker from Jordan Brand posted something a couple, like about probably a month ago or so now, about just the process of her moving across the country. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to call this out, right? Social media is like a highlight reel of our lives. So people mm-hmm. are like, oh my God, you're living your best life. But like between packing for flights, wearing the same things all the time, like changing over clothes because it's a little bit colder in New York mm-hmm. than it is out mm-hmm. in Vegas or mm-hmm. LA mm-hmm. or Atlanta, like places that I've been recently, right? So it's like that constant on the go that I feel so disconnected and not having any form of stability. It's mm-hmm. like you look for stability in places mm-hmm. that are a bit unexpected, right? Mm-hmm. Like for me, I usually fly United. No, this episode is not sponsored by United. Please feel free to because I'm climbing up in the status ranks.
But if United wants to sponsor a segment, we'll be happy to take free flights. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Catch flights, not feelings. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that to me is my stability. I know I'm going to be group two. I know what I'm getting. I know how much the Wi-Fi costs. Yep, and then it's like when I sit on that plane, I'm like, I can relax a little bit because that's kind of what home has felt like lately instead of bouncing around. I mean, I'm very curious at the end of whatever this vagabond life is. I've kept a hotel key from everywhere I've stayed that I want to kind of like do something a little cool for the social medias.
Little collage, perhaps. Well, look.
A little collage, potentially. But I think like it's something that, you know, as someone who buys sneakers fairly regularly, like that's really hard, right? Like I don't want to check that and take up half my suitcase. Do I leave the box here and hey, can I ship this back? But where do I ship it to? See, I don't have an address.
There we go.
There's a lot of logistics.
Yeah, this is why, you
know, it's tough.
This is why we need to get, it's, you need to be anchored. So you, again, so you have that physical structure that you're like, all right, even if you're still gonna be traveling a ton, it doesn't matter because you know I'm coming back to...
There's a home base.
Right. 123 Main Street, anywhere in USA, right? Whatever the zip code might be. So,
absolutely.
Yes, we are looking forward to you not being, you know, your home base being 30,000 feet above the ground, but actually on terra firma. Now...
Wait, Gerard.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Oh, you know...
I feel like it's very... I just want to say, by the way, it's very important that I check in on you, too. And you're very quick to get into it, which I appreciate it. You are a man on the move.
Yes, yes.
But I think it's important, Gerard, that I check in with you as well.
Well, I am well. Spent some time with my other podcast co-host, Jenna Lemoncelli, yesterday. We're discussing several things about podcasts and just, you know, what's happening in these NBA streets, you know, doing our jam. You know, I'm good. I'm looking forward to, as you know, someone on this podcast has a birthday coming up soon. And those 6 weeks from my birthday through the end of the calendar year are my favorite 6 weeks of the year. Just because it's holiday time, it's time to see friends, family, like more than usual. It's always exciting. With that, though, to your point about the Sam Baker thing and like people feeling a lot of moving and it's only a highlight reel, people always feel pressure too around this time, right? Where it's like, I've got to fit everything in. I got to see this person. It's like, you don't have to do all that, right? Like, yes, it would be nice, but take care of you first. So I'm definitely making sure I'm doing as much of that, like being centered, calm, so that, you know, I'm able to enjoy this time and not be stressed out by it, right? And feeling like, I got to go do this. It's like, I don't got to do shit, right? Like, take care of your mental so that way you're ready to rock and roll. So that is what's happening in these streets. I want to talk to you, though, about ComplexCon, which was in L.A. recently, which you were at with many of our, I was going to say guests, but they're like our friends now.
Our friends, our peeps.
With many of our friends who were out there. So it was your first ComplexCon. So first tell me, what was the vibe like when you touched down in L.A. and you got to ComplexCon?
So before I even get into that, I'm going to take a step back because most people don't know. I was actually in Vegas for the SEMA Motors Conference convention for the week before. And so going from that which is very out of my element, to the sneaker crowd and streetwear crowd at ComplexCon. It was such a big contrast. Mm. I will say, though, the one thing I really loved at SEMA, and you know I've been following our man's Josh Vitas for a while, love his work, Reality to Idea. He had a car that he has a partnership with BMW, and his car was super dope.
The driving machine.
Like, yeah, and I was like, this is kind of amazing. And so I've been following him for a while, but I know we talk about this a lot on this show, right? The connection of sneakers and culture that goes across everything, whether it's food, seeing it at a Motors conference, which to me was so unexpected, and maybe that's naive of me, like fully willing to admit that, but it was just something that I was like, wow, there's so much overlap in what we talk about and what we do. Like, I know our name is Kicks and Shit. We talk more about kicks. We talk about the shits sometimes too, you know? Anyway.
By the way, shouts to BMW, by the way. If they want to sponsor, we are happy to take the ultimate driving machine for any and all test drives.
Same to Mercedes. I don't know. You know, I love my baby Benz, but anyway, ComplexCon. ComplexCon was a vibe this year, let me tell you, right? Like, and I had someone with me who had never been either, but is like new to the sneaker game. So it was really interesting seeing things through his lens. He was like, wow, everyone I see out in the world who's wearing a cool outfit, it's like you put them all together and you multiply them in the thousands. Yeah. He's like, I feel insufficient. And I was like, good. He had his like Tokidoki hat on and like all these and like Nike Dunks. It was like, he did a good job, but it just was so funny. Cause you and I, we're so used to that, right? It's like a piece here, a piece there.
I mean, think about it. It's remember when we went at All-Star and went to Chicago, it was the same thing, right? We're like, good God. It's like, everybody is just stunting out here. Like,
I totally agree. And I felt a bit of pressure of what to wear, but I didn't at the same time. So I was like, I know I'm going to try to cop some stuff. And there's a strategy to it, right? Like, I was there mostly for personal, a little bit for work, to check in on stuff. Work stuff looked great. So the VIP hour starts at 9 a.m. You get like a bunch of swag and you get first access to things. But I will say there's something to be said about the strategy around the 11 a.m. doors open. And like, was very fortunate through my job to be able to get like a VIP access right at 11. So I made a beeline over to our man's Josh Vitas, and I got at retail, which never happens, a pair of the New Balances that he did. And they are shipping in 1 to 2 weeks to my not apartment. They're going to your nemesis's house, Ellen. So thank you, Ellen, for receiving them.
Shouts on to Ellen. Behalf
of K&S. But it's interesting, the strategy, right? It's a full day. And I think Complex has done such a great job of curating a mix of big brands, the hype beast, like the Billionaire Boy Club at Billionaire Boys Club and J Balvin. But there's also like a lot of smaller brands that are there, right? Like, I love Christopher Kites and his jewelry. Like, after his collab that our girl Tara did with him and Adidas in Chicago, like, that's someone who I've been following. Or, you know, there's a ton of small brands there that really had a chance to kind of like flex. But it goes until 7, I think 7 p.m. Yeah, and ASAP,
it's a full day.
Rocky was like the headliner for the last day. I'm like, that's a full fucking day if you think about it.
Yeah, but, I mean, more than a full day. It's like a, well, we'll get to this later. It's like a music festival, which, you know.
100%. No. I mean, we didn't stay for the last concert because your girl had a flight. But so I missed all of that. But the way that they transformed the space, I mean, I think the first We Feast Lagoon with all the different, like, foodie brands and local eats, I thought that was super cool. It just really well done. And I think a lot of it came together kind of last minute because we didn't know
if they were
the
gonna
state
be able
of the world.
Right,
so I gave Complex a lot of credit.
No, that's ComplexCon always, you know, Complex does a great job and their whole thing, right? It's culture, sneakers, music, food, everything. I'm curious, were there any... Because, you know, you're there. Did you discover anything new while you were there? Like, oh, look at this is kind of cool that maybe you hadn't heard of before. You just by accident because you went to the booth next to it. And you're like, what's this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a few, like, local artists that I was really into. NFTs were huge. I think, like, I love Quix and his different figures and sculptures that he does. So he had a really cool partnership with Run DMC to create, like, a limited design. And I'll post it on our social. But DMC was there signing stuff the first day. And it was with Martian Toys, which is a local collectible shop based out of Philly. And, like, one of the co-owners is designing his own toy. So, like, I love talking to people like that who are up and coming. They partner with the right collaborators, they're creating new things, but also like from a partnership perspective. Also, Adidas was all over ComplexCon. It was kind of crazy to see the strength of their presence. I thought there was a lot of really cool, like, limited drops, like the Joe Fresh Goods drop that happened on day two. I think, like, the Codone stuff was really cool, really cool artists, great style. But, yeah, I mean, I keep debating if we should just post a reel or, like, a slideshow of all the cool shit. Mm. But I don't know. You know your girl took some content while she was there.
Of course. That's what it's for. I think a reel. Reels seem to be popular in the streets. They hit with the kids, as they say.
Should we share it on our non-existent TikTok, Jarrell?
We could talk about TikTok in a bit. No, that's awesome. Glad you were out there repping KNS, doing your comp. You know, one of these days when I feel like...
We're going to have to go.
When I feel comfortable being out in, like, a large crowd again, we will definitely do that. So, you know, transitioning or kind of staying somewhat familiar, but speaking of large crowds, and, you know, this is a reason why, like, I was like... Everyone, I'm sure, has heard about what happened at the Astroworld Festival in Houston. This is Travis Scott's music festival. 8 people died, if I'm not mistaken. Several others were injured. Apparently, from what I understand, someone was going around injecting people with drugs. And that's how a lot of people were sort of falling out and having adverse reactions, clearly, as people died. The part I want to talk about, though, Gabby, is I saw stuff and Complex put something up about this. Should Nike pause its collaborations with Travis Scott? And, you know, I think this whole situation is interesting in the sense that, you know, Travis Scott's brand and his whole, like, ethos is chaos and loud excess vibe and just a disruption, right? But, like, in the most extreme possible ways, right? That's what he does. It's not great, right? In the sense that, right, because of what happened, and who knows what's going to happen with him in terms of future concerts, what have you? Are venues and different concert promotion teams going to want to work with him? Because it's all good when it sells and everybody loves it, right? But when bad stuff happens, now everybody's like, oh, they want to run away and be distant from it. But that's the nature of capitalism, right? Like, you're fine taking the money when it's working, but the minute it's a problem, hands off, I want nothing to do with it. And it's interesting, the idea of should Nike stop doing collabs with Travis Scott? Because on the one hand, for Nike, this is strictly a money-making venture, right? Like, I mean, or anything they do, because they're a company that's for-profit. They're a publicly traded company. Their job is to make as much profit as possible. The Travis Scott collaboration, those shoes are popular, as we know. But should they? Does Nike have a responsibility to be like, I don't know, man, we might have to put a pause on all this right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a ton of thoughts swirling around. And, like, I have friends who were there who were talking about just how crazy it is. Like, even one of my friends was like, lost his wallet in the shuffle. I mean, fortunately, that was it and he was okay. But just hearing, like, I know, like, BetterHelp Therapy, like, the app, drop Travis Scott. I know his Dior collab is, like, in question right now. I think, and I've also seen a lot of stuff on social media about, like, artists who, when they see that riots are happening or crowding is happening, they'll stop the music and be like, hey, pick that kid up or make sure that person's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree with you. I think that's, like, a little bit of his brand is getting people excited, right? He goes, we're breaking through security. So what happens?
People break through security.
I think there's something about that kind of power and control over a crowd that's, like, an adrenaline, a rush, right? And that's also, to your point, part of his brand. This is not the first time this has happened. How do I feel about Nike? I mean, Nike's a brand that likes to be disruptive. So I think in that sense, Nike's going to do what Nike's going to do. Like, I think a lot of people, and this is a very different scenario, but when Nike signed with Cap in the heat of everything going on with Kaepernick, everyone's like, why would they sign with him? And it was a brilliant move. They're not looking to do a new partnership with Travis at this time, but, like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch. I think that Nike's going to Nike. Interested to see how it's all going to pan out and how things are going to go. I mean, I'm seeing, like, a lot of brands that are kind of like, let's kind of, like, cool it with this. I know he was supposed to perform at Day in Vegas.
Yeah.
This upcoming weekend, he's not part of that festival anymore. So it's, I don't know. I think the next couple weeks are going to really tell what this is going to end up becoming. And again, my heart goes out to those, sure, I think it was the 250 sure. people that got injured and like the 8 to 10 people that had lost their lives. It's terrible. It's a terrible tragedy. So,
yeah.
I'm curious to see how things are going to pan out.
I think your point about Nike's right though, right? In terms of they kind of do what they do. I don't imagine there'll be no new Nike Travis Scott collaboration coming out in the next week or two. That's not happening.
I was going to say, but I'm curious to see if the Air Maxes that they did have slated in the next couple of weeks are going to get pushed. There are Travis Scotts that are coming up on the docket.
Yes. So correct. Let me be clear about that. There are Travis Scotts on the docket already slated to come out. Whether or not they get pushed back or not, that's a different story. To clarify, I don't think they're going to be doing any new collaboration designs right now. But again, they are Nike, so who knows? I just think it's interesting, right? Because, again, as I said, that is part of his brand, and that was the commodity. That's part of the appeal, right? That's what gets the buzz and generates sales. So, again, this is the problem when everything gets commoditized, right? Like, this is what it is. Like, and so when that is part of the brand and something less than ideal, and that's probably the nicest way of saying it, when something horrific happens, right? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, do we want to be associated with that, right? And it's like, but that's part and parcel, right? You got into bed, for lack of a better phrase, with this guy. You know, this is his brand. You know, someone had to have the foresight to be like, something like this could happen.
This could potentially happen. Totally agree.
This could happen somewhere online. I just thought it was interesting because, you know, we focus on sneakers and what's happening, and also, you know, in the way that social media works in the news cycle, you know, do we forget about this like in a week and everybody's like, ah, who cares? Move on. You know, you look at it with a sort of a 30-second wonder and it's like, all right, see you later. We're on to the new thing.
I mean, I think this one has a little bit more legs because it's not the first time. I also think that, you know, depending on what's going on, like, to your point, it's the news cycle, right? I think this one's going to be a little bit different. That's going to stay a little longer, just seeing how brands are reacting and people are talking about it. It's still very fresh. I mean, I don't have the answers, but I'm curious. Brands are going to continue to do. I think, like, you know, looking at other artists who have had like their cancel moments, right? Like DaBaby and whatnot. It's like interesting seeing those that are coming back and those that aren't, kind of what that timeline looks like. Like, there's no formula for it, I know, but it's just, we're in a very weird time right now where...
I know, and I feel like, you know...
I don't know.
I hate words like cancel and whatever, like, because that's not a thing. Like,
absolutely.
Rich people don't get canceled. Like, they just don't. Like, I'm sorry.
They continue to live their lives. They just aren't doing it in front of you anymore.
Right, and they're only undoing it in front of you for, like, a week, and then they're back, right? Like, I mean, this idea, like...
Like, how many times have the Kardashians been canceled?
Never, because they're still here. Like,
so that's what I'm saying. But they've been canceled so many times, and like back, right? Like, we never left.
It's like it's like Aaron Rodgers. I'm gonna get canceled. No, you're not, dude. Like, Packers every game Sunday. You're gonna come right out of the field to the loudest cheers and applause of any. Like, it's like, no one canceled you, dude. Like, that's not a thing. Like,
if you do a good job at your job, you're uncanceled.
Rich, like, powerful people do not get canceled. That's how that works. So anyway, we'll be monitoring that situation and seeing where things go from there. So, Gabby, you mentioned sneaker releases and things that are coming out. I thought we'd do something cool where each of us kind of chat a little bit. Well, not a little bit, just like kind of mention perhaps anything that we like that's coming out that's on the docket. I'll let you kick things off first.
So, I mean, I think there's some good heat. There was like the Dunks surprise drop this morning that I took 4 L's on. the one thing that I don't love about the Nike app is it lets you check out as if you're buying things.
As if you got it.
Like, notify you. Sneakers app isn't so much. Like, I mean, yes, but like, you're in the line for the draw before you get to the chance to buy. So it's like your hopes are a little bit different. But I had 3 pairs that I bought on Nike app and 1 on sneakers, and 4 L's is a lot worse than 1 L. Let me tell you, it was a really salty morning, but I was all excited. It was like all the pairs that I wanted at retail. Nope. Again. I mean, I'm really excited, obviously, about the Aquapadas that just came out. Yep. And there's a pair that I'm weirdly intrigued by. And I think it's because of marketing that has been pushed my way. I mean, I clearly, as a girl from New Jersey, a rock leopard as a neutral. But there's something about those 11s that stick in my head, and I cannot explain it. I don't know if I would ever even put them on my feet. I mean, it's just such a – I mean, I know, like, the snake print 11s, there's been a few different iterations of those. Mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued that they went in this direction. I know everyone's dogging on them, but, like
– But you like them.
I feel like – I will be very interested to see who on my feed pops up in those. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of a unique twist. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that it's also a high versus a low. But I'm like weirdly intrigued by those. I also love that like the Jeremy Scott partnerships are coming back with Adidas. Big fan of those back in the day. So I'm happy to see some of those silhouettes coming out. Yeah, I think those are the two for me that I'm intrigued by. I don't know what my favorite release is because there's so much I'm watching and keeping eyes on. But
but you're intrigued by. Well, so for me, and it's not even, you know, there are New Balances that I like, but the Concept New Balance 992 low-hanging fruit, that one is interesting to me. One, because I like Concepts. Anytime they do any kind of collaboration, I'm into that. I mentioned the, or I got the Concept Kyrie, what are the sixes? Whatever version of Kyrie's those were with the hieroglyphics and all the ancient Egyptian stuff. Like, I thought that was a very cool story. And again, Concepts is really big in that. I'm a fan of most of the things that Concept does. Anyway, this low hanging fruit. I like that. It's a little of a collaboration with Concepts. It's going to be with Bodega LA as well. The insoles of one of the shoes has strawberries on the inside. It's my favorite fruit. So I'm like, you know, it's kind of cool. Like,
the stars are aligning, Jay. I like
it. It's cool, right? And in the New Balance, we talked about this for a while. New Balance has really been doing some really interesting things. Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, this is a dope one. So hopefully I'll see what's up with Concepts and, like, you know, the folks that I know, but you know, the peeps that may be able to potentially help me out. Okay.
I like that. Another one that I forgot to add before that I'm very intrigued by. I know I keep saying Adidas is doing some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And they also, just from a comfort level, like, I want to check these out. Like, the Adidas Trae Young ones. Oh, I think my Knicks fan side is like, I don't know if I can do it. But the So-So Def pairs are fire. The way that the graphics work, to me, that's the first shoe I've seen in a while that's a true basketball sneaker. Mm-hmm. But also the design is something that, like, I could rock that and it would just look like something cool.
I'm curious
to see how those do. I mean, again, more of a basketball shoe, niche market, but big fan of those.
The other shoe, Gabby, and I am not really, as you know, a monochromatic kind of guy. It's not really how I roll, mainly because when you're talking about sneakers, if it's monochrome, it's either all white or all black, right? Like, that's...
or all red, but if we go, like, Red
October. Right, Red October. But, like, you know, the primaries, whereas, like, I'm not, like, also into, like, ridiculous crazy colors either, but it's more like, what's the base? If it's a black shoe base, what are my one or two color accents? If it's a white shoe base, what are my maybe two or three color accents, right?
Okay.
So... the Nike Foamposite 1 Comme des Garçons. Listen, the all blacks are fire.
I mean, amazing.
Fucking fire.
They're like murdered out. It's amazing.
I was like, you know, those are kind of fresh. Like, I was really just...
That's the taste, Jay. I like it.
Listen, well, first of all, we'll get to that in a minute. So I was just like, I really was like, looking, I was trying to find every picture I could online to get every angle. And I was like... All right, maybe you look kind of weird if you hold them. I'm like, no, I like those. And you can do a whole lot with that shoe, with the monochrome, right? So let's say you're going cozy fam and you got the sweats and you got your streetwear hoodie. What, you can do that. You can go up, right? I can easily wear that with, like, a black suit, no tie, right? Like, I mean, you got a lot of options. And now that, you know, a lot of the world is vaccinated and I'm going out more and doing more things, like, that's definitely a look. Now, of course, the problem is, as you so happily pointed out,
I'm like, sheesh.
Why these shoes gonna retail at $525 to start? Like, what? Like,
stacks on stacks, Jay.
And then, because you know you can't get them on retail, ain't nobody trying to pay no after price markup. Like, what do you think the markup on these is gonna be? 1,000? 1,500?
Easy, Edgy.
Like, hell no, I'm not doing that. So really what I'm trying to figure out now is,
you got to try to see if you can at least get a pair of retail. Otherwise, I know you're going to like plant some seeds and all that stuff. But I will say, Gerard, knowing that one of us on this show has a birthday coming up and it's not me, treat yourself. You deserve it, boo.
Thank you.
I feel like you should make them debut either at a holiday party or when Mimi and Jenna do All-Star 2022, motherfuckers. Let's go. Come on.
Okay. I'm here for it. All-Star 2022 is going to be in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I mean, no disrespect.
That's the only time anyone's ever said that about Cleveland.
No disrespect to all of our Cleveland listeners, anybody out there. Maybe. So if they can make a debut. So now I got to start planting the seeds and getting out there and reaching out to the different connects and plugs that I have. Because, look, the wide release is happening, the time we're recording it, this Saturday to retailers. It's not going to be on the sneakers app. And even if it is, I'm not going to really get it on sneakers. So what am I going to do? Go to a store to wait online? Maybe. I don't know.
Are you going to check eBay or our friends at another lane? Because that's where you're going to get the best deals.
That's what I'm saying. Because that ain't happening. So it's really I got to try to figure out from how am I going to work it on that angle. So that's
the... I think you got to call the sneaker god and see what you can do. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Chad, Sneaker Galactus.
By the way, I missed them at SneakerCon.
They were at SneakerCon.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, ComplexCon, yeah.
That's the thing that's so fascinating about the world that we live in, right? Day one for me was like, I'm on a mission. I need my Josh Vitas New Balance. I need my Quix Adidas figures, right? Like, I was like, let me see what I can get from J Balvin. I have my Market t-shirts that, I wanted to get all the stupid stuff that I liked. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then I saw everybody posting on social media, and I'm like, how did I not run into any of you?
I know. It was weird. So,
it's crazy. It just shows how big the space was,
Several of our former guests have been there. Tamara Dia was there. Did you run into Tamara while you were there?
Did not run into Tamara. Tamara was also only there one day. A lot of people were there the first day. I didn't even get to see Jacques. I spent half the day with his Asian.
Yep. But not Jacques.
love Jacques, but didn't get to see Jacques. I saw Ricky Shubio, Camp Fresh, our man.
Very cool.
I also saw Tara, Coppam and Rockham.
Love it.
The Kirihara sisters, who I love, Tori and Casey. It was great to see them. And then, there were other people that I ran into, but I was shocked when I saw on the interwebs how many people I did not see.
Well, it's also, a large space, right? So unless you texted and was like, hey, do you want to meet up? But as you know, at least for me, when I go to cons or festivals or things of that nature, especially something like that, you kind of have a schedule that you're trying to keep.
You have your own agenda.
Right? That you're keeping to, right? And especially if you're going to a place like L.A., and you got friends out there. It's like, okay, I got dinner with so-and-so. Right? So you already kind of have, right? Anytime I fly into a spot, I like to have stuff already set. I like to have a little bit of randomness happening. That's fine. But I want to, we're having dinner on Tuesday. Cool. I want to have, the thing set so that you feel like you're maximizing your time there, right? So it's hard when you, no one's ever just free. I kind of have dinner plans. Let me try to squeeze you in for a drink at, 6, maybe. You know what I mean?
It's true. And I think it's funny because I saw people in passing. I did a double take, especially because there were actual mask police at ComplexCon. And I give them a lot of credit for making sure that they had masks on hand for people in line, for checking while we're in there. So and everybody was vaxxed. So I felt super safe being there. But I did a double take when Nick DiPaolo walked by me and then I just DM'd him and I was like, did I just pass by you? I was like, it's that weird kind of I think I know you, but you have a mask on and we're all on a mission. It was cool to see all the people pull up. It was the guests of KNS Pass.
I was going to say, you literally see everyone you know or everyone you know on the show and it's like, oh, hey, there's what you're floating around. Anyway, before we go, Gabby, I know you got your first package as a superstar in the sneaker and streetwear influencer game. So maybe you might want to share a little bit of some footwear you may have been seeded by a certain company.
I mean, like, don't hype me up like that, Gerard. But I appreciate you. But y'all know that I am super thirsty in the street. But I also, I love collecting. I love learning about brands and seeing all the stuff that they have. And so a contact of mine that I've had for a little while, and like, shouts to the team at Bape. Really appreciate you guys for hooking up your girl with like a full head to toe fit.
Shouts to Bape.
This is something that is not expected. I'm not used to, but I have to show these kicks because.
Do them.
I mean, everything that Bape does, I feel like I love brands that focus on the why and the story, mm-hmm. right?
That's your thing. We need the why. We need the why.
I'm like, I might have to change my sneaker closet here, but you know, this pair for me is something that I know we always talk about rocking our kicks, but this is one that it's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm like having a hot flash right now, even taking it out of the tissue, but I gotta show you this. I mean, how gorgeous is this shoe?
I like it.
The reptile textures, the laces, the charm on here. It comes with a pair of black laces as well. Yo, which
pull them up a little closer. It's a little bit of a reptile vibe, right? Yeah.
Reptile vibe. These are the
I like that. I'm
a big fan of this shoe. It's like a solid, substantial shoe. You know, I love that. So like, it's the colorway, the details of pink, the mm-hmm. logo, laces. Like, everything about this is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, shouts to the team at Bape. Thank you so much. I want you to know how much this Beats in the Streets girl appreciates you trademarking it. So, you know, an invitation is the most sincere form of flattery, but I got to get trademarked that.
I love it. Beats in the Streets.
Yes. Thank you to the Bape team. Appreciate y'all. We will continue to rock with our friends, but I think that's what it's about, right? It's like sharing dope shit with dope people. In the industry, and that's why we're so lucky for what we do. And I know that sounds preachy, but it really is true, right? That's what brought mm-hmm. us together in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Jenna Lemoncelli.
Shouts to Bape. Vape. Who's vaping? Nobody. Shouts to Bape.
We're not vaping. What are we?
Definitely not doing that. Shouts to Bape for hooking Gabby up with all that dope stuff. Those shoes are cool. I'm looking forward to you rocking them next time we're out. And folks, it's another fantastic episode of the Kicks and Shit Show. Make sure you come back next week. We'll be back with some guests. We got a very cool guest coming up next week. And, you know, we are part of the Count the Digs Network. Make sure you are subscribed to the Bomb Podcast feed. You are there with Rap Names, Growing Up the Same, the original Bomb Network show, all that. And, of course, us, Woke Bros, we're here. Until next time, peace.